It's very alarming. We are only in October, so we are not yet at year's end, and we have already reached the same level of casualties in the Mediterranean as last year. And we need to remember that last year was the absolutely highest number that we had ever seen in the Mediterranean, and that there were a million people crossing the Mediterranean. This year, we have the same number. We have not finished the year, and we have three times less people crossing the Mediterranean. So proportionally, the number of deaths is three times higher than last year. So this is horrific. We've never seen anything like this before.
And this comes on the back of the agreement between the European Union and Turkey back in March, which effectively stopped people coming across from Turkey to Europe, to Greece. So basically you're saying the most dangerous route is still continuing from North Africa.
Yes, what the EU-Turkey deal did was to slow down and reduce the number of people crossing into Greece. It didn't completely stop, but the numbers went right down. That is also a less dangerous route because the distances involved are much shorter. We're talking only about 6 miles, 10 miles between Turkey and Greece. The routes between Libya and Italy is very different. Here we're talking about open sea, strong currents. It's extremely dangerous, and also the weather can be very dangerous in that part of the sea. So this is a much more dangerous route.
And you're also saying and noticing that the business model of the smugglers in North Africa, in Libya, is changing too. They're sending out several boats at a time.
Yes, and this might account for the high death rate. It seems that instead of sending just one boat at a time, now they are packing people into several boats, sometimes as many as 50, 60 boats, each one carrying hundreds of people, and sending them in one big movement. And this, of course, makes it much harder for the rescue services to come and save these people.
Can we just talk about what's actually happening on the North African coast in Libya? There is a coast guard there, isn't there? And they are bringing people back to the coast. So why are they getting out again so quickly?
Well, the situation in Libya is chaotic. We know that there are areas that are under dispute and different administrations in some are in control. In some cases, militias are in control. And it seems that some of these militias are involved in the smuggling of people. There have been some reports of attacks by some armed elements against migrants and refugees. And in some cases, the people who are in control of these stretches of the Libyan coast are actively involved in the smuggling.
And can you tell me where these people are coming from generally, the ones who are trying to get to Europe?
You have basically two routes. You have one that comes from the Middle East and the Horn of Africa through Turkey into Greece. Most people coming there, about half of them, are refugees from the war in Syria. You have also people coming from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from Somalia and other parts of the Middle East and the Horn of Africa. This route is mostly used by refugees fleeing conflict and persecution. You have a separate route which comes through Libya from sub-Saharan Africa. You have people coming from West Africa, but also from Central Africa, from in some cases also from the Horn of Africa and places like Chad and Sudan. They all are using the route through Libya and moving to Europe.